Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. The 414 Hour on KBN is brought to you by Siding Unlimited. Siding Unlimited is Wisconsin's leader in Pella window installation. Looking for new windows, siding, roof, and doors? Visit them at SidingUnlimited.com.
It's the 414 Hour at 4 on KBN.
He is Kyle Wallace. I'm Ben Brust alongside Brad Nortman. Alex Strofe is running the show. You, KBN Nation, as always, can chime in on the Carbless Talk and text line 800-990-3776 and see us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. Yesterday, Bucks down 12, win by 10 against the New York Knicks, who came to town, a national TV game. You know, this was bound to happen after the game, which I will say, Giannis is unbelievable. He was 14 of 14 in the restricted area. 14 of 14. Get him near the paint. It's donezo. It's a finish.
He's a monster.
He can just get to the paint whenever he wants.
A really good game from Ryan Rollins with KPJ out. He's electric defensively. He's a young up-and-comer. Yeah, you getting those deflection hands out, Kyle?
Length.
Spirit fingers.
Length.
Active hands.
So
basketball terms.
I love that he left the game in the first quarter spitting out blood.
I didn't, because they then sucked after he came out, after hitting two threes.
And then he had a career-high first half.
Correct.
And then a career-high game.
And again, this is I would say overall, because we're still four games into the season, very encouraging no matter what way you look at it, from a seeing youth around Giannis, seeing the pace they're playing at, seeing the way that they're able to utilize Giannis and, like, you know, he doesn't always get credit for the assists, and I think he's had pretty good assist numbers over these four games, and the numbers are there. His field goal percentage is ridiculous. I think 68% through these four games. But you see a flow, you see a rhythm, you see a rejuvenated pace and feel on the floor. But that's not always the entire story, as it always isn't, when it comes to Giannis, because everything comes back to everyone trying to see what his next move is. And so he was asked a question about trade rumors, specifically kind of, about the New York Knicks, who's been rumored to, in the post game. Here's Giannis after the game.
I'm here representing my team, and that's it. We beat the Knicks. You know, so doesn't really matter. What matters right now, we have a game in 2 days against Golden State. Try to stay locked in and get 2 in a row. But I didn't read that article. Try to stay away from all that rumors, and I don't know how you call it, speculations and trade and all this. Doesn't concern me one bit. I try to involve myself and try to help my team win games.
After Giannis said speculation and trades, I thought he said, I think he wanted to say, and BS.
Yeah, that's what came to my mind.
Well, because he never denied it.
He said it was speculation and rumors.
Yeah, but
he said it was
speculations and trade and all this.
Baloney.
Bull.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I don't know about you. Giannis is a monster.
He's a monster.
He's a beast. And like, we all knew Giannis was good, but we thought he needed a plus one, which he does. He needs somebody else to run with. But my goodness, he is a man on a mission. He literally said, Mariah, stay in Greece. I'm going to focus and lock in right here in America. And what did he do?
See, pretty good.
I mean, not a bad impression.
He has been unbelievable.
Mariah.
36 and 14 this year. I mean, watching him drive through the lane and just dunk on catches. It looks so easy. Like, we knew how great Giannis was. And I'll be honest, like, during this offseason, I said, well, I mean, if Giannis wants to leave, he's going to leave. We got to get the most for him, because if he's going to force his way out next summer, we don't want to be too late where we're not going to be able to get much for him. Boy, oh boy, I would have been, if he was on another team like the Spurs, who would have had Wimby in him, or the Rockets that would have had some boys in him, and I would have watched Giannis do this, I would have been like, oh my gosh, I missed this. I miss this. I miss this so
Kyle's
much.
Kyle's got his hands on his cheeks like he's in puppy love in middle school.
I think we just don't understand how great we have it. I feel like, you know, I'm not a spoiled Bucks fan, but the dominance of Giannis Antetokounmpo is
Is this a TED Talk with the way you're
believable.
Sitting?
No, I'm mesmerized by four games.
Yeah, I mean, you need to appreciate it, because, I mean, we're witnessing greatness, and we're likely never going to see anything like this for the Milwaukee Bucks ever again. So no matter how it ends, whether it be a trade this year or free agency or 10 years from now if he's a Buck, you got to appreciate this greatness, because I've never seen anything like it, and we'll probably never see anything like it again.
Strophe, you got anything to add, Mr. NBC broadcast guy?
Well, number one, the NBC broadcast is terrific. I love the animations, the score bugs, the commentary, the halftime show. I mean, who they have on the halftime? Vince Carter. It was Vince Carter, Tracy McGrady.
Mello.
Mello. Yeah. With Mariah Taylor. Yeah, it was awesome.
Shout out Zora Stevenson, former FanDuel Sports sideline reporter for the Bucks.
Yeah.
Participated in a three-point shootout during a timeout of that game.
In heels.
And beat the Marquette women's player, going 6 of 10 from deep after having twins a year ago.
Unreal.
Goodness. She's a superhuman just like that.
Yeah, it's a superstar.
That's incredible.
The girl played D1 basketball for
as I was getting to, side that reporting for NBC.
Yeah. So on the box, I think something that's really important to highlight after hearing from Giannis and after hearing him dispel and dismiss all the trade rumors and the gossip and the speculation, as he called it, the Bucks are off to a fast start. They're 3-1 for the first time in 2 years, right? They got off to a slow start under Adrian Griffin 2 years ago, ultimately fired him in January.
And not a slow start. He had a great record.
Weren't they under 500 when they fired him in January?
No, they were over 500.
They were like 10 games above 500.
That was the shocking thing.
But it was a bad first like 10 games.
Giannis
wasn't
it was bad defense.
Yeah, they
won a lot of games.
But last year was a slow start.
Yes.
Under Doc in his first full season. And this year, they're 3-1. They're beating the team that Giannis has been tied to the most. Winning is going to cure everything.
They were 30-13
when they fought. That's right.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
That's right. They did have a good record. Regardless, but still, I think more importantly though, and when you compare it to last year, and it was a slow start last year. I think they started 2-8 last year. That's when the Giannis rumors will kick up, and that's when the commentary around him will continue to flow, and people are going to say, well, he's unhappy. They're not winning. They're winning right now, and they beat the team that he's been so closely tied to all offseason. So that's just going to make all that stuff go away. And that's what's important about Giannis and friends, this rendition of the Bucks, is if they're winning, there's going to be no talk of Giannis leaving Milwaukee. There's only going to be talk of them competing for a championship, which is what is the commentary after a week.
They got to keep winning. They got to keep winning and show that there's others beyond Giannis, because we know when you get to the 7-game series and into the playoffs, he can't do it himself, and you do need some of these guys that are showing a lot to show even more than what they're capable of. Here's just a quick rundown, because I was interested after watching last night against an Eastern Conference opponent that is typically, even though they have had little to no success in the postseason beyond getting to an Eastern Conference semis in the Knicks, the odds to win the NBA championship on Potawatomi Sportsbook. The Oklahoma City Thunder, +200. The Denver Nuggets, +600. The Cleveland Cavaliers, +700. The New York Knicks, +1,000. The Golden State Warriors, +1,400. The Houston Rockets, +1,600. The Lakers, +1,600. The Timberwolves, +1,600. The Clippers, +2,500. The Magic, +3,000. The Sixers, +3,000. The Hawks, +4,000. The Mavericks, +4,000. The Detroit Pistons, +4,000. And the Milwaukee Bucks, +4,000.
That's seven.
There are 12 teams ahead of them, and they are tied for 14th with two other teams. So that is just some perspective on how far away from an odds. Doesn't mean that it won't happen or like they can't develop and the odds don't change. We know that from watching the Brewers and what their odds were, +2,200 to as low as +450 to win the World Series and making it to an NLCS. But there's a lot more to be shown in an 82-game season to get rid of all of the noise.
It takes
a great
time.
Start, but it's an encouraging start seeing the pieces that you needed to see prove that they can compete on a day-to-day, night-in-night fashion of the NBA with Giannis.
That's it right there, because you look at a guy like Cole Anthony, who wasn't super loud from a scoring perspective last night, but he had 8 assists off the bench. Got up to 9. And you look at a guy like Ryan Rollins, as we mentioned, with 25. You don't have KPJ right now, who's going to be an important piece. Kuzma actually played a really nice game last night, I thought.
He just guarded a hurt cat.
Well, still got to guard the hurt cat. Hurt cat's still on the floor.
He still had 0 field goals made, is what I'm getting at. He might as well just...
If the hurt cat's on the floor...
Someone's got to guard the hurt cat.
Somebody's...
I mean, I get what you guys are saying, and I'm optimistic, too, because this team is better.
Just stop with your whole, I'm going to put up this fluff before I say what I'm going to say.
Bucks math... Would it be that they are just into the fourth quarter of game one? It's like 21-10.
What are you basing this off of? 82 games. So 4 divided by 82,
then times 17 is just. You're not even finished with the first game yet. Now it's a great start to the game, but Bucks
football
math,
season. I forgot. I did 162 on baseball. So you're taking the 82 divided by the 17 football games.
4.8.
Yeah, 4.8% of the way through the season.
So about 5 games equals 1 football game.
Yes, exactly right. So you are into the fourth quarter. There's about 10 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. It's probably 21-10.
They're
going to
start
1-0. Yeah, they've 1-0. It's a great start. It's a great start. But we know Giannis's priority is to win a championship. And that happens in April.
Can we never do Bucks math ever again, please?
I mean, Bucks
82
math
games
is
pretty consumable.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You can break it out in like... chunks pretty easily.
Let's get to Christmas, and let's get to the All-Star
games,
break.
You just look at it 80 through 10 games, you
I
know.
I like Bucks math.
I don't.
I kind of like it.
Work on the concept and come back stronger then, because that wasn't very good.
That was pretty good.
Can do better at breaking down 82 games into chunks that aren't on a 17-game season, which usually ends up being a weird number because 17's not very dividable.
Yeah, it is an odd number, but overall, I'm mesmerized.
Divisible.
There you go. Thank you.
Got it.
I'm mesmerized by Giannis, but also I have to say I'm tough on John Horst. I was questioning some things, but as this roster came together and the season got a little bit closer, I started saying, okay, I'm optimistic about this team, and they're performing really well, but I got to give applause to Doc Rivers, because something that Doc Rivers can do that we did not see from Coach Bud was a development of young guys like A.J. Green developing to a guy that they gave that big contract. You're already seeing Ryan Rollins make a huge impact for the Milwaukee Bucks already. So if we're able to develop guys around Giannis like this, that's how you build a championship contender. Miles Turner's going to get it going at some point. Defense is still great right now. So the Milwaukee Bucks, I feel very optimistic with the Eastern Conference the way that it is without having Jason Tatum.
More importantly than all of this is, so say, as I read out the odds, say they don't win a championship this year and Giannis goes into 1 year left. If they are proving that the pieces around him by next year, because this is all about winning championships in a championship window, if they are able to prove to him by shedding Chris Middleton and bringing this roster around him, if they're able to prove through 82 games, make the playoffs and win a series, do something they haven't done, believe it or not, in 3 years and winning a series, that's going to feel different, and that's going to feel better for Giannis, and that's going to be easier to sell him on. Well, because we had to trade Chris, we now can go do more things for you this offseason as we have these younger guys that you now like playing with and understand how we can build a championship team with you again.
Yeah.
So it's also the long game here for Giannis as we continue to go on.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Ben. You use the word young. You can tell this team has youthful, their energy. They're very cohesive together. So even if they got off to a good start last year with all the old dudes on the team, I was like, how are they going to play in April and May? I have little doubt that this team is going to be able to keep it going, to be able to stay young, stay healthy, and stay energetic when it really matters in April.
If you want to stay young, healthy, and energetic, well, your windows may be able to help. Not 100% sure I'm not a doctor, but I do know my windows make me stay that way. So with Universal Windows Direct, you should work with them because the windows are fantastic. The installation is so easy, but the deals they have are out of this world. Right now, when you work with Universal Windows Direct, you can buy 2 windows and get 2 free with absolutely no limit. Plus, enjoy 0% financing for 3 whole years. And KBN Nation, to top it off, you can get an extra $500 off your entire
home improvement project when you schedule this month. Universal Professional Team takes care of everything from the free estimate to the expert installation. You'll get high-quality windows installed right with savings that will make the timing even better. Why wait? Call them now. 414-410-2000. That's 414-410-2000. Or hit them up on the internet. UniversalWindowsDirect.com to schedule your free in-home estimate today. Don't forget, buy two, get two free. 0% financing for 3 years, plus a bonus $500 off your next home improvement project. Just like me, I'm telling y'all, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
Hit your calls and hit your texts and get to more coming up here on Kyle Bruston-Nortman.
This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN.
Homer. This might be the dumbest thing that he has to have said in his career.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. The mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a great
stay off
smash.
The injury report of life. If you're already having pain, your knees, your hips, your shoulders, your back, you are firmly on that, but you got to get off. And the only way you do that is with QC Kinetics. QC Kinetics, right here in the Milwaukee area, is the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. They are spearheading this new way to treat that pain, your knees, your hips, your shoulders, or your back, wherever it is. And it doesn't matter what it's from. If it's an injury, if it's arthritis, whatever it is. The no surgery, no pain pill, and no long recovery treatment that they offer is going to give your body long-term pain relief so that you can feel what it's like to live active once again. They're going to use your body's own healing properties to give you that regenerative treatment that only they can offer that repairs damaged tissue, reduces inflammation, and relieves pain at the source. You might have been told that, you know, these traditional quote-unquote options are all that you can work with. I'm here to tell you that's not the case. QC Kinetics is offering you something different, and you might as well take advantage of it to get that free consultation because you might be like one of the thousands of satisfied patients who now live pain-free. And from what I've talked to them, they've said something of a miracle what QC Kinetics can offer them. So I want you to get that free consultation because your pain-free life is waiting for you on the other side of this phone call to QC Kinetics, 414-240-2298. That's 414-240-2298, 414-240-2298.
It's now the Monster Mash.
On the Carbless Talk and Text Line, 800-990-3776. Patiently waiting is Ron of the Key. He knows more about basketball than anybody on planet Earth. Ron, you're up on the Carbless Talk and Text Line with KBN.
Oh, Ron, what's up, man?
Ron?
Hi. Thanks, Ben. No sarcasm noted. Kyle, if we have Brewers math and we have Packers math and we have Bucks math, what's Kyle's math? Like, Kyle's flip-flopped on this GM four times, so that means we're halfway through the season. That means we're 5-7.
Damn.
I don't call it flip-flopping. I mean, listen, in life, some people make you happy at moments, and they make you sad or they make you angry. I just go back and forth. When I like what you're doing, I praise you. When I don't like what you're doing, then I'm negative towards you. Listen, I would be wrong if I didn't change my mind. Hey, listen. What he's done so far this season or off season, I thought was pretty good. The team sucked, and I'm like, oh, well, guess I was wrong. He was wrong, too. Only difference is I don't get paid to make decisions for personnel.
Didn't you
for
call
Milwaukee
for
Bucks.
His job?
Last year, yeah, I called for his job. Yeah.
Like four months ago.
Yeah.
It's been four games.
What I said was this offseason, I like the makeup of this roster. I didn't think like this team was for sure going to win a championship, but I like them to compete in the East this year. I like the roster. And so far, so good. I give him credit. Miles Turner.
He's got the high voice.
I wanted to call for his job, but now I don't have to because I like what he's doing.
After the Miles Turner deal, I was like, okay, that was different. But okay, yeah.
Cutting Dame, that
yeah,
big
was,
hit.
Yeah, that was different. So, no, I wouldn't fire him yet. Now, he can't draft worth a 2 cent.
But is there any draft picks to do
It's
anyway?
So hard to draft where he drafts in the first round.
To not hit any of them is really quite remarkable.
Thank you.
Though.
That's my whole point. I understand. It's hard, but dog, like, he's been here, what, seven years, GM, something like that?
Well, he hit on Dante, and then he did make a really bad trade for Dante.
Serge Ibaka.
That was really crazy.
Serge Ibaka.
Yeah. So
nice, Strofe.
So yeah,
I've heard that one before.
That's what we called them back in 2012, 2013.
So I mean, I think it's justified when you don't have a first round pick that worked out at all that you drafted. I mean, geez, Luis.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, Alex Strofe on the show. 800-990-3776.
That is a good idea from Ron.
Do you know what Mike Jones is trying to say? Cash.
He's texting the wrong show.
Okay. Got it.
Jim Rutledge is taking suggestions for his vanity plate because Ruddle Dog is about to expire.
Anyway.
What is that?
No, not going there because I want
vanity plate.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, license plate?
It's a custom license plate, and his current license plate is, I don't know if I should put this information out there, but it's effectively his last name.
Okay.
But it's missing a few letters, so I always referred to it as Ruddle Dog. Now he is getting a new plate, so he is taking suggestions, and rather than just ignoring the text that was not for Ben, Ben decided to read it on the air.
Well, I just wanted to see if it played into any of our conversations, see if I was just really dumb
and
I couldn't find
the
connection.
What was the text?
CSH4NTN. Cash for nothing. Yeah. That's the license plate recommendation that Rutledge is getting right now.
Okay.
That being said... We talked about this on Monday when we were at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Sportsbook because Brad had the right idea, but of course he doesn't have the backbone to make the decision to do it.
Oh, what?
Hey, hey, hey.
Jordan Love was plus 2,000 to win the MVP.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Snap your finger.
What is he now?
Plus 1,500.
Oh, wow. He lost by $100.
Just like that.
Now, I think it'd be fun if we all made separate wagers because we're trying not to make group bets because we want to be respectful to the rules over at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel.
Oh, did you get in trouble?
No. No, but even if we did, why would you ask that about a partner that we love so much?
Maybe you're the one who did.
You're the one who just did that very often. Yeah. I feel like that was a good follow up by Kyle.
Men in Black flashlight. Let's all forget.
We
2 minutes
should all
ago.
Make a bet. But separately, because we're not supposed to do that anymore.
Yeah, like, what? Now you're the king of that.
What the hell was
that? That was crazy.
You know, to be honest, Ben is the gaslighter and the antagonist.
I will say,
what?
The only person I've ever done group bets with has been Ben drumming them up.
Yes.
Can you stop talking about that? Please. That's all I'm asking.
I just love how he...
For a partner, I was wrong, you're right, let's move on.
He awkwardly brings it up. Kyle naturally asks a follow-up. He asks a follow-up, and Ben's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, because I'm trying to be coy. Like, I forgot that I shouldn't have said it, then I said it, then here we are.
So how can we win money?
How can we win money? He's plus 1,500, because if he's going to play the Carolina Panthers and light up the Panthers and then do it on a national stage at home against the Eagles, then those odds are going to be even lower. I'm trying to say, the time is now. If you believe that Jordan Love will be winning football games for this team, they're a great start at 5-1-1, potentially one of the best records in the NFL that will look really sexy towards the end of the year. And if he continues to play great towards that elite level, he's only going to shoot lower in the odds. So let's get it now. Yes, Strofe.
From Luis of Pottawatomie.
Hey, Luis.
What's up, Luis?
Ben is untouchable. He's never done anything wrong.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sweat off my face. Thanks, Luis. Strofe could have been making that up.
I also have a comment. That's why I hit the sports desk twice.
All right, group bet. And I'm just kidding. They're back. I'm just kidding.
Nice. I know scared money don't make money. I know that. Read the favorite.
Losing two games, Patrick Mahomes has been the dude.
And what is his odds?
Like plus 350.
No, it's less than that.
Plus 200, but that's
it's less
thing.
Than that.
Wait, what?
He's plus 125.
That's fine. Wow.
That's ridiculous.
That's fine.
He's playing great.
He is.
Mahomes is more favored to win MVP than Micah Parsons is to win Defensive Player of the Year. He's plus 150.
That's fine. You can sit out. I'll go do my self.
I'm
doing a self group bet.
Hold on.
A Ben Brust group bet for Ben Brust only.
Hold on. I'm not saying I'm not interested because I did send this in the email yesterday. With the plus 2,000 saying, this is interesting. But I'm just saying, Mahomes beats the Bills this weekend, it might be over.
I'm not asking for $100 because $20 on plus 1,500 is going to give you a good payday.
I will say.
But do you have $20 to spare? Per Kyle Wallace, no.
I will say there is a bet that I'm now kicking myself.
No, per Kyle Wallace about Strofe. No, he doesn't.
Oh, come on. What? Why are we doing that?
Hey, he just flipped out of 20.
I will say,
should he invest that or should he go to Potawatomi with that,
Kyle? This is an investment.
Yes, it is.
I just want Brad. Yeah. I'm done with taking heat because Ben is crazy. Strofe is emotional. I don't want to get in between none of this.
There was, remember when before the season started, there was all these future bets that you could place per the team or whatever? So, Ben, while you were on your honeymoon, we talked about this briefly with Tory Lowe, that there was a bet that Potawatomi had where it was Jordan Love wins the MVP and Packers win the Super Bowl.
Oh, that was a big one.
Plus 30,000. That was a big one. $10 would win you $3,000.
You know what I would have did with that?
Think about that. Woo! I regret not doing that now.
That is like a penny for Brad Nortman, $10.
That's
now,
right.
Here we are again on the Carbless Talking Text Line. John, you must not have been listening yesterday because John's back. John in Milwaukee. Jair is out for the rest of the season, Brad. Too bad we didn't overpay for him.
Yeah.
I don't know if I saw these out for the season, but he continues to be a healthy scratch.
That's true.
Wait, is this a text?
Yeah, he's on yet. John, you missed it. He said, I was wrong.
John's making me say this again. I guess I have to double down. John, I was wrong about Jair. If he can't start on a bad Ravens defense and he's healthy, woo, he really has dropped off. I don't want them anywhere near the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, bro, I'm glad you're taking all the heat for that.
I've seen nowhere that he's out for the year, but he has been out.
He's been out a lot.
A lot. Healthy scratches, yes, is my understanding.
That's
for Baltimore.
That's a bad sign.
For a bad defense.
Yes.
Man, that knee must be just bad.
I will say, when Goody moves on from
bad.
The guy,
more often right than wrong.
He's usually right.
More often.
The Green Bay Packers organization is usually more right than wrong. When they move on for guys,
the only one that hurts is watching Jordy have a decent season for the Raiders.
I was going to say Devontae still
that seemed a little bit different, but I mean, when you're talking
about...
For what
his plan was, he didn't fit with the plan.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I just remember Casey Hayward and Micah Hyde were the only two where I'm like, ooh, we missed out.
Ooh, yeah.
Mike Pinnell, too, I believe. Well, no.
Well, yesterday at around this time, Strofe and Kyle started yelling at each other, mostly Kyle yelling at Strofe. So we'll see how Wheel of Strofe goes next. Will Kyle... eviscerate Strofe again, or will we have a really good conversation and a great segment, or will Kyle ruin it? We'll find out together next.
You're listening to Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
Call me daddy.
That just sounds...
It's just, yeah.
Like...
Call me cut daddy.
Mike. On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Make sure you tune in on Friday right here on Kyle Bruston-Ortman at 3:30 as we do Green Bay props and preview, and always after every Green Bay Packers game, you get Green Bay Game Night with Homer, Tausch, Jason Wilde, Gary Ellerson. But Homer and Tausch are going to give you that dog of the game. And if your dog doesn't always listen to you, ask yourself, why don't they listen to what I say? Look no further than Sit Means Sit. You can have a happy, confident, and obedient dog. Contact Sit Means Sit Dog Training today in Milwaukee or Waukesha to schedule a free consultation. And simply just go to sitmeansit.com. Check out those Milwaukee and Waukesha pages as well. Sit Means Sit. We love having our dog of the game. Hopefully no fireworks like yesterday. Let's hit it on Kyle Bruston-Ortman. It's the Wheel of Strofe.
It's time for the Wheel of Strofe.
Another day looking to make another buckaroonie here on the Wheel of Strofe.
Are you, Kyle?
Strofe, go ahead. I'm gonna just let you say what you want to say. I'm going to keep my... thoughts to myself. My internal thoughts will stay internal.
Oh, it's green for money. Oh,
Kyle, how should Alex Strofe make money since you said he stinks?
I will say, you basically accused him of not grinding, of doing side gigs, things like that. What's the most lucrative or interesting side gig you ever did to make a little extra cash?
That is a great Wheel of Strofe question. Well done, Brad.
Thank you.
Side gig? Let's see. Oh, Good Karma Brands. This was my side gig. I worked part-time while I worked full-time at Marquette University and University of Wisconsin-Parkside. I worked part-time here at Good Karma Brands. And look what it turned into.
Knowing what our part-timers.
Yeah, I made $10 an hour. So
yeah, great side gig.
I grinded
very lucrative.
Out.
$10 an hour.
Yeah, I mean, it was my play money, right? If you end up working like 15 hours a week, you know, you do the math, 150, taxes aren't going to kill you on that. So I'm like, all right, that's a little play money. So, you know, go out money. Yeah. If, like, Strofe wanted to go to Summerfest, the world's largest music festival, and he wanted to spend that money, right, that money wouldn't be coming out of his daily check. It would be coming out of his play money if he had a second job.
So now he's telling you what to do.
No.
Because I certainly have time for a second job.
No, you don't really have time for a second job. But there's some hustles that you can do.
Like?
Bouncing, maybe, you know?
Bouncing?
Didn't we just go over the fact that I don't have time for a second job?
No, maybe you can. There's a couple of nights a week. You can
bounce. Could you imagine how bumpy he was if he was checking IDs?
I would get my ass kicked.
All you're doing is checking IDs, man.
But you have to be an enforcer if you need to be. That's part of the job of bouncing.
Could you imagine if, job posted for bouncer and Strofe showed up?
Yeah, I mean, some bouncers make, like, $100,000 a night.
What are you going to the drink? Or, you're here for the bouncer job. Yeah, no.
I know somebody who works at 720 downtown. Maybe
I've been there.
When becomes a roughhouser in there, bouncer comes in, get him out.
You know what fine, we're the coat check boy. We whatever you got to be to make a couple dollars.
Coat check?
Why are you checking my pockets so much?
I'm not. You asked me. I was asked what you can do.
And I thought you were going to sit back, relax, and let Strofe do his thing, and you still proceeded to tell him how to make a side hustle.
I don't have time for another job. Tell me how to make more money.
I don't know. Invest in the stock market.
All right, what should I invest in? What are you invested in?
Well, I remember one time I invested in NVIDIA in front of you guys.
Yeah, he did.
But did you tell Strofe? Well.
You guys were part of the conversation. Strofe should have been paying attention.
I'm not in the same room as you.
No.
It was in the break.
It was show prep.
He's got Mr. Irrelevant.
Nah, he was there that day.
Missing all of Kyle's great advice.
But Strofe, you'll
that
be
okay. That wheel is costly.
Oh, shut up, Kyle.
Strofe. You'll be good.
Shut up.
Kyle's going to play the victim now.
I mean, I did.
I feel so bad.
I think you told to shut up for no reason.
Carson Wentz, his season is over for the Minnesota Vikings as he has surgery. He looked very uncomfortable last Thursday. Then defended the Vikings, said nobody was forcing him to play despite looking as uncomfortable as I've ever seen a quarterback
in the
National Football League.
Bro, he was in so much pain.
He was crying on the bench at one point, which you feel for him in that spot. But what's going on in Minnesota?
They, as Tausch said, probably feel regret not being more aggressive
for
Aaron Rodgers. But then I was watching Aaron Rodgers on the Steelers, and I was like, dude, I don't know if he could really take a team.
Sure he could.
Yeah, bro,
he could take that team.
He needs all the time in the world. The reason why he's throwing it so fast is because he's literally so immobile.
I think the Steelers' O-line is so bad, though. Minnesota's is better.
Yeah, Minnesota's
sure,
O-line is better.
Sure, but I know he can still spin it, but everything has to be perfect for him. It's just where he is in his career. So I just think they drafted J.J. McCarthy. He tore his MCL or whatever it was. He set out. Sam Darnold played great. They kept their chips in the J.J. McCarthy basket. He ain't ready. They kept him out. He's so perfectly timed that Carson Wentz is out and J.J. McCarthy is healthy and ready to go. And they're not confident in him, and he ain't confident in himself, and it's great because now there's less and less competition in the NFC North.
As much of a soft benching as we've ever seen.
I think Kevin O'Connell is easily a top 10 coach in the NFL. However, I think he's got a little bit of pride and ego, thinking that I can just make it work with any quarterback. Kirk Cousins, ship him out of here. Sam Darnold, that was all me. He can go to free agency. Doesn't matter if it's Carson Wentz or whatever.
Dude,
so
that
I think
was their first-round pick, though, Brad. They drafted a quarterback in the first round. These first-round quarterbacks, for the most part, play right away. Obviously, Jordan Love had a special circumstance where Aaron Rodgers was here, so he got to sit, but it was Sam Darnold. He was just the stopgap, right? They moved on from Kirk Cousins. So a first-round pick, though, you shouldn't expect them to put up huge numbers like you saw from Jaden Daniels last year.
This is great. The Packers play the Vikings twice.
I'm just saying, I do believe that if Aaron Rodgers was the quarterback of the Vikings, they would be in a better position. I mean, they have weapons galore.
Wheel of Strofe. Choppy spin, Strofe.
All he does is judge you, Strofe. All he does. I mean, nonstop.
I'm just trying to get the heat
criticism,
off
criticism, criticism.
Brad, all attention on you.
Yeah.
Today is October 29th.
October 29th.
National Oatmeal Day.
Oh! I had oatmeal this morning.
Don't you have it every day?
I did. I do have it every day. And actually, I should have known. The boys that we foster, they were coming up to me and they wanted a bite of my oatmeal. I gave them a bite of my oatmeal. They loved it.
No, they said,
next generation.
Why is there no sugar?
The next generation is loving oatmeal too. What a way to celebrate. It's a family affair.
I actually want some oatmeal, some thick oatmeal though.
Yeah. You liked my oatmeal, didn't you?
I did like your oatmeal. Yeah. Probably could have put a little bit more of that stevia.
Stevia?
Yeah. More of that fake sugar in there.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. I'm glad that oatmeal gets the respect that it deserves. It deserves its own day.
I want oatmeal. Now, I might go buy me some oatmeal.
Go get you some oatmeal, Kyle.
I might eat that for dinner today. Is that a good dinner?
A little breakfast for dinner? You wouldn't want to have carbs that late. But
now you're trying to tell a fat man how to be fat?
I'm just telling you. You asked me. Is it would be a good dinner? The answer's no.
More protein for you, buddy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's the truth. That's it for the Wheel of Strofe.
Powerful.
Wow, relatively good. That was, no one's feelings were hurt. No one's going to have to put their arm around each other for the next, 30 minutes.
That was phenomenal. It was great. You did a good job.
There's the overcompensation.
That was so good. I mean, we talked about money. We talked about the Vikings. We talked about oatmeal. Wow, that was just riveting,
I guess,
man.
When you do the recap, it doesn't sound like it was very good. Homer's always good. Next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
But I got a bone to pick with Strofe next. More
bone
questions?
Bone to pick? I have a question, yeah. How are babies made?
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. On the radio legend.
I don't care. I wanted to talk to Brett Musburger. That was for my own personal benefit. I hope other people enjoyed it, but I wish I was Brett Musburger. How about that?
Voice of Marquette basketball.
Joplin to the basket. Oh, wow. He dunks it. Hammer time.
And owner of the most famous catchphrase, at least in this building.
Oh, baby, that's sweet.
It's time for Uncle Homer on Kyle Bruston Nortman.
Now check this out. Kyle Bruston Nortman for the Homer Hour. This is how it's just different and how I wish somebody was powerful enough to tell the Chancellor, change things. I don't know if this is good or bad, but Louisiana governor just slammed LSU athletic director Scott Woodward on the Brian Kelly fiasco. Says he will not hire the next coach.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Defanging the AD just like that.
Oh, a governor.
Governor could do the same thing in this state.
Calling all governors.
Good
Call
luck.
Call the chancellor.
It ain't happening. It's not how it rolls.
The South is just all in on college football by any means
but
necessary.
But they also understand that it is a lifeblood to their states, just like it's $280 million may be lost this year because the Badgers stink, as you did your economic review of football program. As Homer's joining us here on Kyle Bruston Nortman.
Yes. Homer, did you see that the economic study?
Yes, everybody needs to know. This is all about the chancellor. No one should care what anybody else says. The chancellor, as occurred with Donna Shalala, can determine the direction that they go. Not the biggest.
But just got a newsletter from her in my email. It didn't even mention anything about that.
That's all you need to know.
I know, and I'm mad about it.
The chancellor, I don't know much about her background.
I don't know anything about
her. But I'm guessing she's like an academic. Right?
I may not remember her name all the time, but
Donna
Shalala.
Manuka.
So how is she supposed to know what the right decision is on the football program?
Because it's more than anything else an economic decision. When it was Shalala, they were losing money. No one knows exactly how much money they're losing. No one knows what they're spending. No one knows what the players are getting. So we're all kind of up in the air. But if the bottom line is bad, as Shalala said, we got to change. What do we got to do? If the bottom line is not that bad, then she can say, let's give him another year.
She's from Massachusetts, went to Harvard, went to Yale.
Goodness.
Went to Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
My point is, she's any smart. Discussion about someone else, they
smart.
Should be knocking on her door and asking her what her belief is.
Mm.
We know what it's going to be.
What is it?
He's probably going to be back next
I think
year.
He's probably going to be back, too.
I thought he was gone. I didn't focus enough on the chancellor.
Well, the chancellor probably isn't trusting, because when you hire people to do their job. It's not her job to sit here and make athletic decisions.
Yes, it is.
She hired the athletic director to make those decisions because he's supposed to be. Well, she didn't hire
him. She married a political science professor from University of Wisconsin.
When Donna Shalala came in. This was the case when Donna Shalala came in. She said, this ain't good enough. But we got to make a change.
But didn't Donna have more? And again, this is before
none,
my time.
No more.
Because she ended up going to Miami, and she was big on sports down there, wasn't she?
Again,
so I mean, she might have been somebody that's more.
You can check was it was about money. They were the place was empty, but there, it was about money. But my point is, she did it. And that the same feeling, it's not about the coach. It's not about the AD. It's not about Ted Kellner. It's about the chancellor. If the chancellor is concerned about, for whatever reasons, money, which would be the most one you'd think of as chancellor, then she can get it done. There are a lot of really rich people that have money to support the university, as we're seeing at other schools.
That's true. I agree with you, Homer. Yeah. If she decided that, you know what, hey, we need to make a change here, then absolutely. The buck stops with her.
It would appear she believes in the athletic director. But I don't know. I haven't heard her. She didn't. What has she said?
Nothing.
Yes.
I just think it's awful that we have to have this state of Wisconsin Badger football and the fact that it's going to have a negative economic impact on this state.
It's not forever. But they'll be good again.
Well, but how long? I mean, how long can you bleed? Before
you can believe,
even if someone comes in, it's going
to
take a while to build it back up.
Is much faster now, given the new rules, than it used to be.
One would think, but it's easier to change when you have money.
No, it's easier to change when you have the right person.
You think person over money?
Said, yes, because
Nick Saban
was
around for NIL.
No, he said even if you have $5 million, you got to spend it right. Now, clearly, we've seen LSU, Texas A&M, the places that have fired their head coaches, they had a ton of money. They made the decision that whoever was doing it wasn't spending the money right. So it's so complicated now because, as much as you know, you don't know what it was like when they went after Barry Alvarez. All right, our coach stinks. We're losing money. Who's the best assistant coach in the country, right? Mm-hmm. You go get him. Now, what do you do? I don't even know what those schools are going to do to replace at LSU and these schools and Penn State. Who are they going to get? They don't even know who's good anymore because it's about the person's ability to coach, but also to get players. And
spending
just,
money.
And fundraise.
Everything.
They have to fundraise, too.
And it looks like there was a comment a while ago back in September that the current chancellor, Mnookin, Jennifer Mnookin, it said, we all know what a complicated time it is in college athletics. Our athletic director, Chris McIntosh, has my full confidence as he navigates these challenges here at UW-Madison. So it sounds like that was back in September, though.
Right.
So it
now
like
you
she's
think, as
supportive.
All of us do.
New like, statement. New when, statement.
Right, because they stink.
But she's not a football gal.
Doesn't
man.
Matter. She knows stink.
She could have all the degrees from Yale and Harvard. Or whatever.
Because Shalala talked about.
If you stink, you stink.
Well, no, people bothered her. She'd go places, and all they wanted to talk about is why the football program.
And she did a great job.
It bothered her, and I'm sure the chancellor's the same way.
Well, I will say this, is that once you start talking about, because one thing about people being mad about the football team sucking, it's another thing is, you know, men talk, women talk. But numbers don't lie, right?
Correct.
The last thing that matters. And I believe once these numbers that we are seeing out, because Brad read these numbers and I read these numbers in two separate articles, a lot of folks are going to see this, and donors are going to see this, alumni are going to see this, and they're going to say, hey, what's going on? State representatives are going to see this, and the questions are going to be, can this state take an impact of $280 million because the football program sucks over one coach? Hell no. So I'm telling y'all, this was the best thing that happened with these numbers coming out.
I also just don't understand how they continue to say, you know, they believe whatever, but then talk about reinvesting and hearing Ted Kellner, who obviously has a large footprint on a lot of Wisconsin athletics, is close with Barry, had a lot to do with Barry. His name's all over the place. But when he's putting support for McIntosh and Fickell, that makes it feel like obviously Fickell's going to be here. But he also has to understand that the longer this goes on, and him and others that he may know that he goes in his network to help get money from, don't get the results from this regime. How do you go back?
Well, no, the discussion is about 1 year. Are you giving him one more year? Doesn't mean he's going to be here for 10 years.
But they need money for one more year. And if it doesn't work out, you have to get someone else. And then you're going back to all these same people to ask for more money.
And then you look at the football side.
I mean, let's ask
it was air raid, the new offensive coordinator.
Okay,
so you got all
you might fire another offensive coordinator. If all of us were rich, would it be easier? Would it be more willing to give money now or when a new coach comes in, not having any idea who that coach is.
I'll go with a new coach.
I'll go with a new coach.
Yeah, a new coach.
Yes. Sunk cost, that's what you call
it,
Brad?
Yeah, sunk cost fallacy. Been throwing money at it after you've already invested quite a bit.
I think the belief failed. That, and I don't think they have it, the belief that this destines Wisconsin to be crap for a decade is just not true.
Yeah, not for a decade, but it's gonna take a minute to come back.
Look how long it took Indiana.
Buddy. Thank you!
Get the right guy. I just don't know who that is.
Who is the right guy is the real question we're all going to be asking ourselves.
Yep.
Coming up next, it's Homer on the Homer Hour.
Rain Man. And there's some Badger football in there.
Oh, God.
How bad is bad?
No, we're going to find out in 2 minutes. Don't go anywhere. Sports and banter, a perfect blend. KBN's the show that never ends.